الحمد لله. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. صدق الله العظيم. The first surah to be revealed and complete is the surah Fatiha. The first five verses of surah Iqra were revealed before this, but there were five verses, not surah incomplete. Some verses of surah Mudassir was also revealed before, but just some verses, not a complete surah. But the first surah to be revealed completely full is surah Fatiha. The Quran Sharif commences with surah Fatiha. So that's why we say Fatiha, because it starts off, it opens the Quran Sharif. Hasan Basri rahmatullahi reported to have said that all that is contained in all the divine scriptures, Zabur, Torah, Injil, Quran Sharif, is all captured in the Quran. And all that is in the Quran Sharif is encapsulated in Surah Fatiha. And then what is the very gist and the essence of Surah Fatiha? So one of the names of Surah Fatiha is Ta'limul Mas'ala. Then we need to petition Allah Ta'ala. Then what is the procedure? How do we petition Allah Ta'ala? It's a government department, some official that we need to petition. Then there's a protocol, there's a process. You don't just send your application in any way that you would like. There's a protocol, there's a way, there's a procedure that you follow. So here it is Allah Ta'ala that you are petitioning. Then there must be some procedure, there must be some process whereby you will call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this surah teaches us how do we petition, how do we talk to Allah Ta'ala, how do we ask Allah Ta'ala, how do we beg His favors. We do understand that we praying to Allah Ta'ala and praising Him, then Allah Ta'ala doesn't gain anything out of it. Whether we praise Him, whether we pray to Him, it's not to the gain of Allah Ta'ala, it's our own gain. But sometimes these type of thoughts pass the mind, that we praising Allah Ta'ala, then how do we gain? How do we gain from this that we praise Allah Ta'ala? One is the sawab that is confirmed, but even in this world, when we praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're gaining abundantly. But just that our praising must not be just going through emotion or just going through the phases, not like that. It must be with some meaning, it must be with some reality, some understanding what you are doing. When you say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, all praise is to Allah Ta'ala, the Rabb of the worlds, right? Try and understand that every man requires some type of a security structure. Man got some security, he feels secure. A child got his father, so he feels secure. Without his parents, how insecure he feels. The husband got a wife, he feels secure. Without the wife, how insecure does he feel? Some many years ago, we were 25 or 28 years ago, my one uncle came for his confinement, 2 hour, to my house. Anyway, after 2 weeks or so, he said, hey, his wife says, pack up now, we need to go. So I asked uncle now, you know, understand what you're doing. You know, 2 hour normal procedure is 6 weeks. So, wait now, 6 weeks, what's the hurry about? So he tells me, no, you don't know. What's happening? No, I get up at night, and I face one direction, and I'm completing one tasbih. The sleep is not coming. Then I turn the opposite direction, I complete another the whole tasbih on the other direction. Sleep is not coming. Then I turn to the roof, to the ceiling, no sleep is coming. But when she's around, it doesn't mean that I have to have some intimacy, but in 2 months I'm gone, I'm finished. Yeah, no, she's not around, I can't get that sleep. Al-Qadru Ba'd al-Zawal. By iski biwi ho iski qadr karo. You've got a wife, then respect, appreciate. You take things for granted. You know, it's one of those things for what? But in the absence, you understand what a pillar of support you've got. You do what you do, you can manage what you can manage, you can perform, you can be strong, you can talk boldly, you can boast. Why you've got a support behind you? A woman seems to be a weak person, right? But she's a strong support. It's because of her that you're doing what you're doing. Otherwise, man can't function, can't think, can't reason. Mind is going in every other direction. And sometimes I say to the people, forget everything else, right? I say even your iman is secure because of the wife. She's just around, your iman is secure. I tell you, how many men can safely, if she doesn't have a wife now, he's at home, and for 5 months his wife is not around. Tell me, how many men can say safely that the mind won't be wandering around? You know, it'll wander, you know, strange things, even the Mukoti may go through those. It can wander, it's a fact. I'm telling of you know, reported incident. The mind can go, it's funny. But by the same token, generally a Muslim woman is such that you leave her in the house and go for 2 years, her mind won't go anywhere. They're so pure, they're so clean. You can hardly find a man who's got that level of purity and chastity. So, everybody requires a support, right? Some type of support structure. Man has got a business, he feels secure, I've got a business, running business. Only if he doesn't feel supported, he's got a profession, he's got a job, doesn't he feel secure? But imagine he doesn't have a business, he doesn't have a profession, doesn't have a work, how insecure he feels, getting up, I don't know what to do tomorrow morning, how much start of the day, what am I to do? How am I to allow the fires to burn in my home? So how insecure he feels. We're not talking of permissibility or impermissibility, but now with all type of medical problems, then the person has got a medical insurance. Without that thing, how he feels insecure, how insecure he feels. What's going to happen? What's going to happen? He feels insecure. It may never happen that he needs to be hospitalized. But now for the mental ease, he has to do something. Just for the ease of the mind. Motor Kaplan, why? You're feeling insecure. Because of that insecurity, you want to do something. Though you didn't have an incident as yet, but you want to do something. So you see that feeling of insecurity, and you need to have some type of a support structure. You've got a bank balance, you feel secure. You've got an investment, whether it's offshore or whatever. So you've got something to fall back against. So you're feeling secure. So whatever you have done it for your security. Right? But not realizing that Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. It is Allah Ta'ala that not only does everything, that makes everything work. He makes everything work. If it's a security system,
If Allah Ta'ala wills, it will happen. Not His will, it can't happen. But the best security, and nothing happened. The best security system, the most latest, and nothing happens. The best doctors you have employed, just, in Smuggler Beach, 1980, I think it was. One man had his first grandchild. So, he first phoned up and said, I've got a grandchild. So I made Mubarak Badi and all that. 1 hour's time, he said, the child is in ICU. And I, very wealthy, very, very wealthy he was. So I employed 10 specialists to see my child. Brain surgeon, heart surgeon, this surgeon. Next hour, he said, the child is gone. So I had everything, all the wealth, all the doctors under control, right? But who will make it happen? Who will make it happen? Doctors can just put procedures in place. But to make it happen, it's nobody's work. It is the work of Allah Ta'ala alone. Allah Ta'ala repeatedly teaches us this sabak in the Quran Sharif. أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُسُونَ Just look at the verse, right? That seed that you sow into the ground. Who causes it to spring out, to sprout out, to develop into a tree, to fruit thereafter? Who makes it happen? Can you do it? To cause it to split, then to sprout, then to spring up, and to come into a really developed tree. Can anybody do it? Any scientist, can he do it? That seed, as it looked to us, as it seemed to us, was totally dead, right? Whether it was a cherry seed, whatever seed it was, but it seemed to us to be totally dead. But then, Allah Ta'ala, يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَمُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتِ مِنَ الْحَيِّ And see all the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the artistry of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that one plant. Plant is coming up, and the bark has got a different color, the leaf has got a different color, the trunk has got a different color, the fruit has got a different color, different texture, right? Do you ask yourself, who put that color? If you open the land and see this color, can you find it? Sweetness, can you find it? Texture, can you find it? Who did all this? Then for the seed to identify, I am a lychee seed, so a lychee is going to come out of me. Who gave it that understanding? Did anybody give it that understanding? نَحْنُ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ فَلَوْ لَا تُصَدِّقُونَ We made you. Why don't you believe? So Allah Ta'ala has complained to us, نَحْنُ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ فَلَوْ لَا تُصَدِّقُونَ We made you. So won't you believe? Won't you see it in front of you? You say, no, this is farming, you know, it doesn't apply to us, alright? Doesn't apply to you. Farming doesn't apply to you. Let's talk about business. Who opened up a business, right? Or a profession, whatever. Who turns the clientele to your shop? Leaving all the other shops, in West Street or Green Street, and turn him to your shop. Who did? Sometimes I should see those days, Victoria Street, from one end to the other end, all shoe shops. But everybody is happy. The shops, no competition, they're happy with each other. And everybody's being seen to. Allah Pak is seeing to this one, that one. You're selling the same item. But Allah Pak is instilling it to his mind that you're going to buy from him. This one here, you buy from this person. And Allah Pak is taking care of everybody. Who is making it happen? It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's work. The morsel that you eat, all your contribution in the morsel is to enjoy that morsel. Anything else besides enjoying, you chew it and you enjoy it. And after that, who takes control? Once it reaches the throat, who takes control? From that point until that thing is digested properly, it's transformed into blood, the waste is thrown out, passage is created for that thing, right? The blood is converted into energy, all that. Who is doing all that? Do you know it's happening within your body? But it's happening exactly. You did nothing, absolutely nothing. It was entirely, purely, completely the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نَحْنُ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ فَلَوْ لَا تُصَدِّقُونَ Every creation, every animal, living creation, has got three distinct characteristics. Right? Look at any animal. You know, you look at this masjid, you say, there is a signature of Ghulam Khan, his architect. In the architecture, you can make it all right. This man is the architect of this masjid. Hilal Masjid, then again Ghulam Khan. Because you can see now the similarities, some themes are all the same, identical. So you make out that this is the architect. So in the architecture of Allah Ta'ala, you'll find a common theme. In every creation, you'll find three characteristics that are very distinct. Every creation From birth, it knows how to reproduce. The whole system, how to have a succession plan, that thing knows it already. You don't have to teach it. See, when you're going backwards, you're retrogressing, then what is not supposed to be taught, you're going to teach it. So, they are offering it in schools, that means the school is retrogressing. This is in your nature, you know how to do it. Right? But why are you teaching it? You're teaching it because you're retrogressing. You've gone backwards. And they're deliberately putting you backwards. One is, you are going backwards, and they're deliberately putting you backwards. Nobody realizes it. No. The proof of it, that this thing everybody knows, for thousands of years, people are doing it, no education. You didn't have to go to a university, school, to do this type of thing. But you knew, alright, after you married, what you're supposed to be doing. That was known to everybody. But now when that mind goes upside down, perverted now, in perversion you are doing it. One person is saying, we're becoming negative, etc. So I explained to him that negative, that perversion, is because of the education that you're taking, right? Can you explain yourself? Said, yes. See, if you go to an institute, secular institute, see now how it will design your mind. It will design your mind, it will shape your mind in a certain way. It makes you think in a certain way, behave in a certain way. And you don't even realize that it's making you think in a certain way. Your main concern now is my financial security. Most important. Then I need to have a holiday. I need to go through Berks. Right? I need to have a good car, smart car. Right? These are three things. Everybody will have that. Then I need to have some investments. Every person that's going through a circular thing, and he don't want to be at any point, he doesn't want to stop. I've got a million, how must I multiply to 10? 10, if something happens, then what? 100. Not 1 billion, he still feels that feeling of insecurity. So this is what is being taught here. And then to make that money, no matter how you make it, you must make it. Whether it's halal or haram, so you get so consumed and overwhelmed with the concern of material security that you can go to any extent. The hadith says, sakratul aish. It's an intoxication. It's a drunkenness, intoxicated. What happens to the intoxicated person? He can't reason, he can't think. So when you're intoxicated with wealth, then you can't reason what is halal, haram, is this financing, is this haram, not haram. That thing, it doesn't appeal to you. Am I encroaching on someone's right? It doesn't. I'm in control, so I can do as I want. Nobody can tell me what I must do. So, the drunkenness has gone so deep, that you can't decipher, you can't distinguish between halal and haram. It's a system. The system makes you drunken. And I say it's not education. It is the shaping of a mind. I was talking to one lecturer in the university, came to Madrasa for some time. He had his own thing to discuss that. So, this type of people come, I like to discuss education. I said, what's your take in a university education? Asked him. He said, it's 100% manipulation. That was his word. It's manipulating you. It's designing your mind to think in a certain way. Right? Look at the subjects that they will offer. Geography, right? Does it help you? Argentina was so much of beef farming, right, every year. Now, as you as an imam sahab or accountant, does it help you in any way? Any way does it help you? No, you must have general knowledge. Alright, what is that general knowledge doing to you? What is it doing for you? Nothing, absolutely nothing. If you wanted to know or you wanted to do cattle farming, you could have researched it yourself, whichever way, right? Well, they had to make it a subject. Right? Then they teach you history. Now, Jan van Riebeeck, when he came here, what was his father like, what his toes like? Have you got any business, any concern with that? Any suck in that? No, absolutely no concern. But they must teach you. I got so much marks for history. But what did you learn? What did it give you? So, at least 50-60% is a waste of time. It's occupying your time. It's a manipulation. It's a designing of your mind. They want you to think in a certain way. What they want to think, what they want you to do, they want to impress upon the importance of material security. That you must go to any extent to get that material security. And then to make you a drunkard after that. To make you intoxicated. You get so intoxicated. You know, one friend of mine asking me, what business I must do. I asked him, what area, which area you come from in this area? I asked him, alright, I want to know from you that what percent of the women in that area, non-Muslim women, majority are non-Muslim, so a handful of Muslims, what percent of the women are working? So, you talk about under 45, is about 95%. It's all working. So I said, Mawla, the best business for you to go is in the food business. Well, how do you add it up? So easy, can't you add that up? That when you see 95%, right, are all working. Man is working, woman is working. So when they're coming home, what they want? They want a good meal. They haven't got the time now to roll up the sleeves, the gadra binis, and gwadni hing and all. They don't have the time for all that. Where they got time for all that? They don't have the time for all that. So they'll want a good meal at that time. So the right business for you to get into is this. So they make you, they create that hype. And they, when they create that hype, you have to work, the wife has to work, everybody has to work. So when everybody has to work, what is the end result? What is the end result? A delinquent. Child is a delinquent, a pure delinquent. Why? He didn't get that mother's care that we were used to at some time. You know? The father did one errand, there was a distribution of duties, father would take on one duty, the mother would take on another duty, right? When there was a distribution, you saw a straight homecoming, children going in a straight direction. But now everybody must do everything. Hey, you can't work like that. Does the parliament do everything? They got a certain duty. They got a head. They will function. But now they want to be a businessman and they want to do a parliament. They will do everything. It will be a spoiled thing. Talabul kul fawtul kul. So I'm saying in the creation of Allah Ta'ala, you'll find three signatures. No matter which creation, from an ant to an elephant to a whale, you'll find three. One is the all know how to reproduce. Everyone. Every creation knows it. You don't have to teach them. You don't have to send them to a school to learn these things here. Really, why they are doing it, making it a school subject, why they are doing it, is, see, the greatest threat is Islam, right? The greatest threat today is Islam. And you think it, so Islam, Muslim, they'll try and smash them down. Whether it's real or not real, whether it's real, and sometimes it's not real, the media will portray it that Muslims are getting. So you must read the thing. When you read it, you must get depressed. So they want to depress you. So when they depress you, this is one way that they will use to depress you. So this is how it's happening. Muslims are catching it here. Or they're catching it here. So then the ordinary person says, hey, was that the right choice that I became Muslim? So it'll create doubts in your mind. So this is the whole idea. To create doubts in your mind. Are we thinking like we're a very clever thing, looking at all the news, what's happening in the world now? We know everything what's happening, so we're a very clever thing. But you don't realize that you're getting depressed. That news is not meant for everybody. إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ أَمْرٌ مِنَ الْأَمْنِ أَوِ الْخَوْفِ أَضَاعُوهُ وَلَوْ رَدُّوهُ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ. The ability to digest news is not everybody's work. Someone can digest, someone cannot digest. Someone has to digest it, others don't have to digest it. They can't, they don't have that ability. They take it, it's too much for them. You know, I was in Durban, 1976. So, one person came to the Mufti Rahmatullah. So his son had settled in Pakistan something, was having some difficulty coming across. So anyway, didn't see the son, he came here, and because of that anxiety, he became sick. I didn't see my son. Someone took care of him, in his own room took care of him. Anyway, the child after about 10, 15 years, he came. The father hugged him, was so excited, he got a heart attack. In 2 days he died. Now this was something I saw, because that man, when he was getting that attack and all that, right, I was reading the Fajr Namaz. And in the Fajr Namaz, he's standing in the first serve, and he shouted, and he went in front. So Muftafi is saying, oh, in your qirat, in your recitation, there was a change. So, that news is not meant for everybody. You have to filter the news to some people. Some people just look, cut, block it off. And sometimes it's manipulation. They want to create a mindset. They want to create a mindset. They feed you what they want to feed you. And then you say, no, I know what's happening. And then after that, there was a doctor that came to the madrasa, Dr. Bada from Hyderabad. So he's gone into this alternate medication. So he's explaining to me that, see, in the schools they teach evolution, right? From the high school and the university level. So I said, no, what's wrong with this? You know what he teaches? I wasn't figuring out what he's talking about. So we didn't pay attention to it. He came about 4 months ago. So he's explaining to me that the whole concept is totally different. What is the Quranic concept that we came from Adam al-Islam, right? And from dust, then to a cloth, to a drop, then a cloth, etc. This is how we processed, right? And they are taking mankind in a total different direction. We came from an ape, right? And then it's made into an examination subject. So the child or the learner has to write about it. The university level is doing medicine, he has to write about it. Write in support of it. So this man is asking me, that doesn't this amount to kufr, disbelief? Because the Quran Sharif speaks about it totally differently. Absolutely, in a different context speaks about it. This is how Adam al-Islam was made. And what they are telling you is something totally different, totally against the Quran Sharif. If it's totally against the Quran Sharif, and this person is writing in support of it, though he doesn't intend to do kufr, but he's writing in support of the disbelief. He's writing in support of the Satanism that they are promoting. So is that an act of disbelief or not? I was stumped at that time. That time when the doctor said this, I had no words. Really. What he was saying was right. But he was saying that this is going exactly against the belief of the Quran Sharif. And to promote it, see, one is to talk about a disbelief, but to refute it and to reject it. It's a different thing, like the Quran Sharif speaks about it. Wasajadu illa iblis. So Allah Pak, to refute it, he speaks about that act of kufr. But one is you are writing on that thing to promote it or to score marks, right? To curry favor with your examiners, you are writing it. In the process, you are writing an act, a line of kufr. And then there are so many learners that I come across, educated people, etc., that they are wearing kurtas, topis, and beards. 15, 20 years down the line, then they ask him, what about that evolution? Can you explain to us? That means they were suppressing this belief in their mind. They are confused. The belief was not yet straightened. The belief was definitely affected. And with that effect, that belief, they were doing everything, Hamas, everything they were doing. But the belief was not right. The belief wasn't right. I asked them, if the belief is not right, what is going to be the consequence of your ibadah? What is going to be the position of your ibadah? And the belief is Quran. Belief is off. Quran Sharif is saying something else, and you doing something else. No, Muslims have to thrive, have to become something or the other. So that's in its place. But not at the expense of your iman. As the Shaykh al-Hind rahmatullah alayhi, I was reading some Sawani of his. Allah had chosen the Shaykh ibn Ahmad to such an extent that they say that few people are blessed with students. So the Shaykh ibn Rahmatullah was that personality. Allah blessed with students. He had the Mujaddid of Tasawuf, Thani Rahmatullah, that he was a student. The Mujaddid of Jihad, the Shaykh al-Islam, Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah. The Mujaddid of Hadith, the Shah Sahib Anwar Shah Sahib Rahmatullah, like the walking right library. The Mujaddid of Tabligh, Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah. You can talk of any person that did any revivalist work, great work, you know, real contribution, that the world is still enjoying to this day. They were all the students of Hadith, Mawlana, Shaykh Rinda Rahmatullah. So he writes that, if this education, this circular education, if this is going to be the end product, then our children rather remain ignorant. So it creates a certain mindset. You need to have all this security, all these things here. You don't have this thing here, you feel insecure. You have this thing, then you feel secure. But you will want to go to any extent to get this security. Damage your belief, your child's belief, your wife's belief, everybody's belief can go, but you must have that type of security. It's how it corrupts your mind. What happens at the end? You get a corrupt person. Behavior is off. It's just material, a drunkenness, it's just a some years ago, a doctor came. He says, a cartel of doctors, specialists, they run the whole thing, they run. So, when I saw him at the first glance, I saw him, hey, I said, hey, he come like a watcher. I don't know how he is now. Because he came with no topi on his head. And made salam with one hand. So now, I said, you can't judge the person. Or let's listen to him. What's his problem? Normally you see a person like this, say, Salafi, whatever you say. Whatever, it's too easy, too quick to judge. Let's see what he's all about. Anyway, he sat down. I respected him. So he said, no, I got a problem. What's your problem? He says to me, you know what? We are a cartel of doctors, right? So, I'm a specialist, so I know if a person has got a flu or a whatever, you know, his temperature is running high, I know what to do. So he went to the hospital, researched this whole thing, give some multivitamins, one, two things. Just about two, three things, and I can let the patient go with under 100 rands. Make a comfortable living for myself. But now the capital that I'm working for, they say, no, you must give this spray and give this thing here and other things. Not related. Just to make it a fancy packet. You must do it and nail the person for 800 rands. Now, I said, but understand the person that is coming. You know, understand the background he's coming. So, no, but how are you going to run? So I didn't feel comfortable anyway. Not to break the unity of the cartel, I just continued. But when it came to a hurt, one child was seen by us. So he had to be admitted to hospital. He had an asthmatic attack. So he had to be admitted to hospital. He was in hospital now. So it was an off day for the other doctors. So they asked me to do the run in hospital. I went. I seen the child. I saw him in the ward after a day or 2 days. So running around absolutely normal. I did a proper checkup on the child. Absolutely normal. I gave him a card. Well, I came back, they discovered that I sent the child out, they took off with me. They're telling me, you know what, they're telling this doctor, you're not running a fish market, you're running a surgery. But I said, this was totally normal. So now you should have just booked him for another 10 days. For every visit that you come and visit him, two minutes, you know, you're nailing for 500-600 rand every day. And you just let him go like that, how are you going to run this business? I'm feeling very good. Now he's telling me I'm feeling very guilty. Now, anyway, so I went, the discussion continued. So I said, then why don't you leave this thing? You know, this, why don't you break off and carry on yourself? Now, this is the point that I wanted to show you. So he's telling me, you know, Mona, I bonded my house. I got a nice Merc. Now I need to service the bonds. So in order to service the bond, he has to steal from this person here, rob that person, mislead this person here, do all that dishonesty, just to service this. See this wealth, that wealth becomes an intoxication. Mislead, it's such a beautiful front, you know, giving this type of treatment, but that person didn't need the treatment. He didn't need the treatment. But now if I'm not going to give him the treatment, I'm going to put him through the process, then this was going to happen. Who's going to pay the bond for the house? Who's going to pay the bonds for the installments for the car? So this is the one thing in the creation of Allah Ta'ala that every creation knows how to reproduce. The second common feature in every creation is this, that it knows how to sustain itself. Any creation, look at it, it knows how to sustain itself. There is thousands of creatures in the sea. La tahmilu rizqa, nothing doesn't, you don't find in the sea, you don't find a supermarket, you don't find a farm there, no agriculture there, no doctor's hospital there. No school there. But did you ever hear of a starvation breakout in sea? Did you ever hear of a drought at sea? No. That thing is carrying on. Who sustains? Allah yarzuquha wa iyyakum. Allah Ta'ala is providing. They make it, you have to do something. If you don't do it, what's going to happen? Kya hoga? Kya hoga? So you become so self-centered. From a reported incident, you know, especially after a holiday period. You find so many old people complaining, you know, this holiday period, you know, we dread to see this holiday period. Because everybody feels us, treats us like a liability. So you again, we have to take care of you. You're destroying our holiday. We can't move around. It's because of you. Man is not realizing that he's also going to come that age. And he also will want some type of company. But for his immediate self-gratification, he feels his father, his mother, his granny is an obstruction. See, it takes you to such a level. I know my one friend from Jasper, a poor person. But his mother took ill. six brothers, they actually had to, they were fighting, who's going to take care of the father? I'll do it. No, you can't do it. I'll do it. Until they had to throw lots, and one person did it. Right? But to be honored to do the khidmat of the father, you know, they had to go to this extent. Muhammad bin Munkadir, he is the ustad of Imam Bukhari. You know, when we talk of hadith, when we talk of the greatest person is Imam Bukhari. Now, can you imagine the ustad of Imam Bukhari, Muhammad bin Munkadir, rahmatullahi? So he says that my mother had taken ill. So the whole night I was serving her, pressing her feet, doing everything for her. And the whole night my brother had been in ibadat, namaz, nowadays umrah and all these things, right? So he was the whole night in ibadat, and I was taking care of my mother the entire night. But I will never swap my night with my brother. Whatever it's worth. Because I know what is in, what is this compared to this. We disregard it. He says, I'll never, this person is not an ordinary person. Muhammad bin Munkadir is the ustad. Can you imagine Imam Bukhari is so great? So he's leading ustad, how great he must have been. But to serve that parent and the person that needs you at that time, is far better than all the thousands of umrahs and holidays and nafil namaz. This is one thing, and this is another. If you're doing it really with a spirit of ibadah, then you're supposed to be looking at it differently. Not a liability. The notion today is, the concept is, wife, I have to take care, because it's my wife. And the mother, father, all have to share. We have to share and share alike. See the warped understanding. Understanding goes warped. So this sustaining, Allah Ta'ala sustains. Allah yarzuqa wa iyyak. Allah Ta'ala sustains. To see the how Allah Ta'ala sustains, one is look at the sea, and one is, if you see this bird life, you know, bird life, poultry, hens and all that, right? Day the chicken hatches. That thing within an hour, it knows how to look for its fodder from the ground directly. Allahu yarzuquha wa iyyak. Who's providing? Tum paalte ho kya? Are you providing? That thing, imagine, just came on. Didn't see the world at all before. It doesn't know anything. It doesn't know. Bows, nothing. It doesn't know anything. It doesn't know. But the moment it's hatched out, the mother will do some scratching the earth. And then in an hour's time, it knows how to look and where to look for its father. And I tell you, I bet you, you can't see the rosy. Can you see it? You can't see it. Try whatever you want. But that thing can see its rosy in the earth. Now who's providing? A ilahumma Allah. Is there any God besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yaqeen ki kami. See, this institute, this is what it's doing. It's eroding, corrupting, and weakening your belief. May Allah ta'ala send these millions and millions of rahmat on the grave of Muhammad Ilyas rahmatullahi. His whole movement was to get the yaqeen right. He saw now this thing is happening. This whole circularism is coming. And this is what's going to happen. It's going to erode the entire belief. All the things are going to go. It gives you a picture. It's a farce. Just a front. I was explaining one person. I read in the Malfuzat of Azmaut Thani Sahib rahmatullahi. Western, from Western, European, etc., right? And now, you get attracted to the woman, you get attracted to the dressing, you get attracted to their voice and their accent, you get attracted. Right? Mawlana says to me, it seems like these people are shaitanic. What? They are shaitanic. They are human in form. You know, outwardly they seem like human, but they are really shaitanic because deliberately they have deleted the concept of God. There's not nothing like Allah Ta'ala. مَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا. So the shaitan is overwhelmed. They are shaitan actually, in human form. And what is their work? وَإِنَّهُمْ لَيَسُدُّونَهُمْ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ. Their work is, their whole calculated work is to turn you away, to distract you. Your life is chastity, to move away from chastity. Your life is to be decent, remain at home. Now, that life is to go out, woman to flirt around, to go around. Your life was to remain content with the little that you've got. That life, no, you must live beyond your means. And even if you have to go financing, do it. Live beyond your means. Is it a fact or not? I ask you. Now see how this happened. The accent you want to imitate the accent. If you've got an American speaker here, right, you see the whole masjid is choked. Speak the same thing I'm saying, but you just need to have an American tone, the twang, you need to have it right. Got it properly, got it. You know, chopped out very well. Right? The whole message is choked. So you're listening to the contents or to the tone. What did you come for? So everything of theirs, you know, you become so mesmerized, so overwhelmed. The woman you like, the cars you like, the life you like, the designs you like. If they are telling you design a home like this, you will design it. Open plan home. And you tell Mr. Ghulam Khan, you design Muslim homes, you design. Well, his iman is so great, straight away he took off. Now you got a Muslim client, say, no, this is not a Muslim house. Open plan. Because from the lounge, you can look at that person's wife, that person's daughter is looking at your son. This is an open plan. So what is this? It's a zina house, not a Muslim house. Eh? A Muslim house, you got a separate zanana, you got a woman section, you got a mardana, you got a men section. Both are existing, coexisting, but there's respect in that house. But now there's an open plan. So is there any respect, I ask you? Any respect left? Any shame left? So what they break at, the first thing they break at is your shame. Pull that woman out. Once you destroy that woman, the chastity is gone, then there's nothing left after that. Then we can manipulate the person, we can turn him around. How are we going to turn him around? So this is the second thing. That like is the signature of Allah Ta'ala in every creation. Everyone knows how to sustain itself. And the third thing that is common to every creature is that it's got a defense system. Some way to protect and defend. Look at a hen, right? It doesn't have a chick. Rather be so docile, bichari, don't do anything, so garib, you know. But the moment that thing has got a chick, I've seen that thing will attack a dog also. I seen one time, a big bulldog, that thing, when we attack, that thing ran away. The bulldog ran away. But now, kisne usko is kadar juraddi? Who created that courage? Just now, a moment ago, no jurad, nothing, it was nothing. But now, just after its chicken had hatched, now it's got such a jurad, such a courage it's got, it can go and attack that dog. So, Allah Ta'ala has created for everybody. So now, when you understand Rabbul Alam, we're talking of trust, support. Understand Allah Ta'ala, who He is. See, we understood the power of wealth. Then we talk of Marifat, right? So we have got the Marifat of wealth. And the proof that we've got the Marifat, you don't say Marifat of Allah Ta'ala, recognition. Sometimes the word is a little bit too high, so we can't understand, we can't get to terms with it. So let me explain to you what is Marifat in this. Recognition, right? Now, because you got the recognition of wealth, you would send your child, boy or a girl, to matric and to university at least 20 years. Why? You understand how important it is to have a material security. You understood wealth. You got the recognition of wealth. The power of wealth. You understood what is the dynamics, what is the power of wealth. Right? So in order to get that wealth, you can go to China for 2 days and come after that. Right? You can even risk your chastity going to this place and come back. But no, I must get that additional wealth. Your child, young child, you send him, you know, yes, he's ready, he'll go, okay, must take now there. He'll do something and come back. But know that the wealth will come back. So, the recognition of wealth is so great, it's so overwhelming, that you don't mind the child getting messed up, but he must come with wealth. For that material security, a couple of cases that I've seen, right? Man can take his own mother to court, just because of material security. Sister can take the brother to court just because of material security. So you can go to any lengths just for material security. You can fight, you can kill, you can hit, you can rob. Brothers can go poles apart just for material security that I need to have. I need to have the strength, I need to have that authority, I need to have the strength. So to go to any. Now, how did that happen? You began to understand the power of wealth. You understood the power of wealth, you're prepared to do this. Man is sick. He'll still go to his shop. From 7 to 7, whatever time it is, he'll go. Why? Understand the importance of wealth. What wealth could do for me. So when he's got the marifa for the recognition of wealth, he's prepared to do anything for wealth. For a moment, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you don't need to have wealth. But keep it in his place. You know? Keep it in his place is going well. The child, 5 years of age, you keep him in his place is going well, right? But now you make him the driver of the car. Or the pilot of the plane. Would you want to sit in that plane? Would you want to do that? It's not meant for that. It's not his place. Keep him in his place. The wealth, keep it in his place. Not that you don't need it, you need the child, but keep him in his place. But you move the wealth out of its place, now there's a whole confusion in the world. The whole world. Everybody began to think like that. And then there's whole chaos. There's no shame left. There's no respect left. No muhabbat left. You don't want to take care of anybody. Where did it come from? That you got drunken. Sakratul Aish. See that it's a drunkenness and you've been consumed. We don't realize that it's a drunkenness. It'll corrupt your thinking. You can't reason anymore. So anyway, what we're getting at is that I was explaining what is marifat. And you got a marifat of a thing, then you will go full for it. You understand the power of wealth. So if you got the marifat of Allah Ta'ala, what won't you do? You know, He's a Rabbul Alameen, right? He takes care of everything. You know, nobody can show generosity like Allah Ta'ala. Can anybody show it? Let me just move you to one example, right? It's a downpour, right? Rain, right? The most precious water, according to science, is the rainwater, right? The most precious water. 1 liter of good water is about 10 rands, right? Average. Good water, right? Mineral water. But the best water you see is the rainwater. But in 1 hour, Allah Ta'ala can send you 5 billion liters. Does it happen or not? In 1 hour, He can send you 5 billion. And, وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا إِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُ Allah Ta'ala can still say confidently, I still got stocks and stocks. It doesn't decrease my treasures in the least. And Allah Ta'ala is seeing you still be using, wasting all that, but He's still providing. And He didn't charge you, He didn't charge you for that. So is there any short, any deficiency in His treasures? So when He's not deficient, He's telling you, listen to me. I will see for you, but you listen to me. Ittaqullah. Yaj'allahu makhraj. I will take out a way for you. Any situation you are in, I'll create an exit for you. So when you understand who Allah Ta'ala is, you understand the power, the dynamics, the majesty of Allah Ta'ala, then you have got the ability to do everything for you. What Persian poet says, Niche, Ike, Khudara Mishanah. Ire, Ike, Khudara Mishanah, Malra Mishun Mikunan. Farzan, Yal, Wahanma, Ra, Che Mikunan. He says, one who's got the recognition of Allah Ta'ala, he understood Allah Ta'ala, that doesn't mean anything for him. Children, wife, all that doesn't mean anything. But he knows what Allah Ta'ala is. And you come from him, go back to him. There isn't a thing that Allah Ta'ala doesn't have. Just to show you Allah Ta'ala's power, right? I read Surah Fatiha, but just one aspect. See, in this world, is Umumur Rahman, Rahman, right? And in the Akhirat is Tamur Rahman. Complete, perfect. Here it's general, and there it's perfect. Here the aspect of general is that everybody enjoys, Muslim, non-Muslim, everybody. But compared to the hereafter, the comforts in this world, compared to the hereafter, the comfort of this world is different, right? Comfort of this world, you eat something, you enjoy something, you get tired. Biryani, every day, after the 5th day, you do something else. We need a change, right? But the Akhirat is totally different. The Akhirat, you will enjoy and enjoy. There's no point where you say, I'm tired. لَا يَبْغُونَ عَنْهَا حِوَلَا لَا يَمَسْتُمْ فِيَا نَصَبُ You're not tired. Enjoying and enjoying. Eating an apple. The next bite, perhaps, is better than the first one. وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُ Allah Ta'ala got unlimited treasures, even of pleasure and enjoyment, He's got unlimited treasures. And another bite is another experience. Another day is another experience. It's an experience upon an experience. He's got so much. He's got so much. Why don't you trust Him? نَحْنُ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ فَلَوْ لَا تُصَدِّقُمْ We made you. We'll take care of you. But the way you come to us, مَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْهُ مَخْرَجًا Listen to me. Listen to me, I'll do for you. No matter what situation you are in, I will do, I'll make things happen for you. Allah Ta'ala is the one. Allah Ta'ala is the one. Salatu wa salamu ala Rasulil Kareem. Wa alihi wa sahabihi ajma'in. Rabbana zalamna anfusana. Wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna. Lanakunanna minal khasirin. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samii'ul 'aliim. تب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد